Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
It's Pete McMurray hanging out in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Saudia Davis is here. Are you having fun so far?
Yes. Woo-hoo. It's the Angel Hour. It's 11:11.
What does 11:11 mean?
Let's invite our guest, Gina, to answer that question.
I love it. Let me introduce you, okay? You're a career coach. You are a spiritual guide, which we'll talk about in a second. She brings the joy every single time. She is starting a series of summer webinars starting this Thursday. You can go to GinaMorata.com. Welcome back. It's good to see you.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Saudia.
Hey.
Great to be here.
What's 11:11 mean?
So it's a signal number that your angels are with you.
Okay.
And so it's 11:11 right now.
We have the angels around here.
Yes, they're
taking
here.
Care of us.
They are guiding us.
So if people don't know what a career coach is, explain what you do.
Yes. Well, there's lots of career coaches out there. I'll tell you what I do. I am here to help people who already may be established in a career, but are asking the bigger question of, I want to do something more with my life. I want to experience more purpose. I want to maybe impact the world in a positive way, and I'm not sure I'm doing that yet in my career. That's the problem I help people solve. What would that work be for you? What is the inner genius that you've been given that would really have an impact on this world?
And tell your story, because you started out as an attorney and you're like, I don't like this work. Ooh. I want to help people.
I wasn't having the impact I wanted to have. I was actually a defense attorney, criminal defense attorney. So it was like good work in the world, I felt, right? Helping people who were navigating the criminal justice system. But I wanted to be on a positive side of helping people. That was sort of like defending against, mm-hmm. and I wanted to, how do I proactively help people live
right.
a better life?
That makes sense. Yes. You asked me how I was doing off the air, and I said busy, and you said, I have a different word for that. You don't like the word busy.
I stopped using that word. Actually, when I was a lawyer, I said it all the time. I remember people would call me. It could be my brother. Shout out to my brother. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yes. My brother, my father, a friend. Anybody would call me on the phone. And in my lawyer days, hey, Gina, how are you? Busy. That was my answer.
God, it does sound so negative when you say it out loud.
Yeah. Yes, but that's not like a how are you. Like, how are you is like,
great.
You know, right. Like, what's your vibe?
And fantastic.
So busy is a certain vibe. It's like, I'm just getting through life. I'm just surviving. And so I caught myself using that word quite often and decided I'm not going to use it anymore, because I don't want to live in that vibration. I want to live in a life mm-hmm. that is joyful, that is being of service to others, that is, you know, bringing fulfillment to people, mm-hmm. not just being busy. That's sort of the old state of work that I had been in the past, and I'm helping people be in a new state of work, which is joy, fulfillment,
service. Well, a lot of us fall into the survival mode.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do we get out of that?
Well, I have a webinar series coming up.
There it is.
You go, Gina.
Do that.
So what do they have to do? Just log on to the computer and you just talk to them on the computer?
Yeah, so there are going to be webinars. They will air on Thursdays, starting this Thursday at 11 a.m. Central. If you can't be there for some reason because you're busy at that hour, you can sign up anyway and you'll get the replay emailed to you.
Right.
But basically each class, there are four of them, takes people through a different phase of making this kind of a transition, right? So there's different phases that people have to go through, from working at this one level of survival to creating a career where you're thriving, you're feeling fulfilled, and you're doing work that you really love.
A lot of us are just trying to get through the day if we have kids.
That's right.
I only have one. I don't know how my mother did it.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I both work during the week. We got a kid that's in camps and school's about ready to start. It's tough. It's tough, the balance.
It is also different these days how children are being raised.
That they're all snowflakes?
I don't know what that means.
That means they're all soft and the parents do everything for them?
Maybe.
Helicopter parents?
Oh, I've heard about that.
Right? Yeah. Definitely so.
Yeah, I think it's a little different. You were probably much more independent. I mean, I think of my childhood and how our parents raised us. We were very independent.
here's a piece of white bread. Come home when the streetlights come on. We'll see you later.
By seven, by age seven, we were taking care of ourselves. Like,
I think
my parents were working.
And right? I was a latchkey kid. I did okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that would be child abuse.
Well, you know what?
I don't know about
your kid's
that.
Alone at 7 years old. You know, that would be child abuse.
Well, you know what? Somebody would call DCFS, and I'm not kidding
serious?
About that. Somebody would.
Yes.
I mean, in the mid. Okay, come on. It was middle school. I'd walk myself home. It's not terribly bad, is
but,
it?
But I'm going to say something here that relates back to our subject.
Yes.
You know, a lot of why people are miserable in their jobs is because of the cost of living now. And so, right? Like, you have to pay for all these things. You have to have a nanny for your kids.
Yeah.
You have to put them in these expensive camps. And this is what has people mm-hmm. stuck in work they don't love. Do you know the number one reason people tell me they can't leave a job that they're in that they hate?
What?
Do you want to just throw out a guess?
The number one reason, because
to pay.
The money, golden handcuffs.
Yes, and I'll give you the specific issue they point to. Health insurance.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
they can't leave their job because of health insurance.
Sure. Yeah, I can understand that. If you have a family, you got to do what you have to do.
Right.
That's rough stuff.
Yes. So if that is your issue, I will tell you the class to sign up for that I'm offering. And this is going through the second phase of shifting yourself from this living in survival mode to thriving, being of service, being fulfilled in your work. That is the second class, which is called Recalibrate Your Compass.
Nice.
Okay, so here we look at, this is a phase of making this shift in your work life where you look at your beliefs
okay.
and your value system that are driving you. And you see that, you know, we have beliefs that we think are absolutely real, but when you actually examine them, it's like, well, I've been told that. Is it really true?
Do I really believe it?
Is that what I believe, or did my parents say that, or did they teach me that in school? What's true for me? And you really examine that, and we use techniques to help shift your thinking. I mean, think of like athletes. You know, why did Michael Jordan win at the level he did? He did the work mentally, right? I mean, of course he had to do the physical work, but like all these athletes use mindset coaches, and our thinking is a huge part of what we're able to accomplish.
Do people know their beliefs? I mean, they know what they know, but do they actually know what?
No, we're mostly walking around unconsciously
right.
what our beliefs are. So it's like a filtration system by which we have an idea, we want to do something, but it's like it goes through a filtration system in our thinking where we might just say like on autopilot, I can't do that. And so we do nothing. And this is one of the reasons that people don't fulfill on, like, they may know a dream, like, I know what I'd love to do with my career, but they won't even try because of the thinking.
I'm glad you brought that up because you gave me a project to do a few months ago.
I sure did, Pete.
And I'm going to take a break. That's the quick teaser, and we're going to talk about that because once you start it, it's like, oh my gosh, you just keep going and going and going.
Yes. Yeah, so are we going to do a coaching session for you in the next
Sure,
segment?
We can.
Oh, yes. Hey.
And we have Saudia
might
here.
Be my turn.
Yes,
right.
She
might
needs
be
a little
turn.
Help, too. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Also, our text line, spiritual guide and career coach, Gina Murata is here. Again, her webinars start on Thursday. You can go to GinaMurata.com. It's 720 WGN. We have a career coach in studio. This is the beauty of having you here. This is free if people call in. They get free advice from you.
They sure do.
GinaMurata.com. MARotta.com. GinaMurata.com. She has a series of summer webinars starting on Thursday. All the information is on your website. And tell everybody the assignment that you gave me. I think it was in April.
I sure did. So this webinar series, there's four pieces to what people are doing to shift their career from surviving to thriving, right? To being fulfilled, of service, doing what they love. And there's really four reasons why people wouldn't follow their highest path. Either you don't know who you are and what your direction is. You're just disconnected. What you want to do you think is impossible. You lack confidence, or you don't have a plan. And so, Pete, the project I gave to you
yes.
was to work on a plan.
Right.
Yes. And that's going to be class number four in the webinar series, to create a plan.
I spin a lot of plates. I have multiple jobs. And you're right. First of all, I need a direction. I just need to focus a little bit.
That's right.
And when you write it down and put together a plan, it's a map for yourself.
Exactly.
Because you know what you want in your head. Well, you do, but you don't. Once you start writing it down, It makes everything so clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it takes time. It's not like you necessarily will do this in one sitting. You know, I don't find the fact that you and I haven't talked about this maybe in a month, I don't find that unusual. It's like you write it down, but you might have to like sit with it mm-hmm. and really like you get better ideas and you tweak it and you understand why you were afraid to go a certain path and then you are ready to claim it. So it's a process that's beyond just writing it down. It really is like working on you, your energy, who you are, building the courage to really go for what you want.
Well, it makes you think, too. Where do I want to be in 5 years?
Right.
How do I get there? It's a path.
That's right. And once you write it down and you claim it, this is the direction I'm going, it does shift the universe around you.
Well, it's true because you say claim it. A lot of people are scared to take that step.
That's
and
right.
Once you write it down, you admit to yourself, okay, this is the path that I'm going to take.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
And the universe will align.
That's right. It does.
We hope.
I mean, I have clients call me yes. all the time. When I get them to this stage and we're like, okay, you claim that you want this thing. And they call me all the time, Gina, you're not going to believe what just yeah. happened. And some like big door opened, some person showed up that is like the answer to the prayer that is like going to say, yes, I can offer this thing to you that you wanted. It happens all the time. So this claiming it, writing it down in a plan is really what that's about.
I have a question for you because
yes.
you explained having been an attorney and you now are walking with this very valuable consciousness and you're helping others to open up to who they are
yes.
and getting to know who they are in order for them to be successful. How did you get to this? Because that's like a healing thing. I mean, there's some intuition mm-hmm. in there. There's something. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a process of awakening. Mm-hmm. I would say the first stage was awakening to my own sense of power, right? A lot of our conditional thinking, a lot of, again, going back to our thoughts that we filter our ideas through that are unconscious to us, limit us and make us feel like the world controls what is possible for us, right? Like, well, I can't go do the work I love because I need to keep the health insurance at my current job, right? The
right.
example we gave earlier. So, the real beginning of being able to claim my own path was a recognition that I have the power to create my life. And I'm actually like a student of the creation process. I geek out over this. There's lots of spiritual mm-hmm, teachers mm-hmm. who talk about our power to create. You know, there is, for me, a higher power belief that it's not just me, but that there is a God that is working with me, a creative source and energy that is my partner mm-hmm. in anything that mm-hmm. I feel called to create. And that takes a lot of weight off my shoulders.
Right.
So a sense of that inner power, and if it resonates for anybody out there listening, a sense of a higher power mm-hmm. is a huge part of shifting that consciousness from, you know, I can only do this because this is my education or because of the bills I have to pay, to I can truly follow a path that I feel in my soul I'm being called towards.
That's really wonderful the way that you describe that. Would you say that they're in that learning process and a student of it, are there certain books or certain thought leaders that you would actually share with us?
Sure. And in the online webinar, I'm going to be talking about this a lot in the first webinar, which is called Stir Your Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for people who are feeling disconnected from self. And we're going to talk about connecting to your own inner power, connecting to a higher power.
Oh my gosh, I just wrote that down. I mean, we all get so down on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you give us an example on the radio? Can I use that as a teaser because we have to check news and
yes.
keep you around one more segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, Gina Murata is here. You can go to ginamurata.com. It's 720. By the way, the caller's online. We'll get to you. 312-981-7200. It's 720 WGN. Oh boy. Well, we got a little static there. I don't know what happened. Okay, there it is. Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Saudia Davis is here. Are you learning anything from our career coach right now?
Yes, I'm soaking it all in. I mean, she's bringing the joy and the light.
That's
I'm feeling
right.
the light.
Yes, Gina Murata is here. By the way, you've been on multiple, half a dozen times easily with me. I've never received so many text messages about the spelling of your name. It's Gina, G-I-N-A, Murata, MARotta.com.
Good.
Is
well,
the website.
Go to the website, yes.
Go to the website. Webinars starting this Thursday. And we have a text message from 872. Do you have any webinars for seniors?
Oh.
That's something to think about.
Yeah, well, this is really for anybody who is really trying to figure out what is the next phase of my career. And I have had a couple of clients who are in that stage of, you know, I've done all these things. I'm in my 60s, and I'm looking for some way to still contribute. And so, yeah, absolutely sign up for this webinar series.
How about for seniors after they retire?
Yeah, good point, because that's what I was going to ask.
Because,
absolutely.
I mean, you've
so
seen...
So it's not a career anymore, right. But what am I doing with my life? Yeah. How am I able to contribute?
Well, here's what's brilliant about the way that I work with people. I help people discover what work they would literally do for free. They love it so much. So, for a senior... Like, you literally can go volunteer and do this for free.
You're right.
And at the senior level, what really exists is you are in a state of wisdom. Mm. You have so much wisdom from the career you've had, from the life experience you've had. You know, I sit with my dad often and just soak up the wisdom of his life experience. He was an entrepreneur.
Right.
And he just knows things that he can cut to the chase. There's a simplicity of advice that comes from somebody who's a senior that just cuts to the chase. And so it's a great time in life to be mentoring the next generation.
I think it's very important for anyone to have a schedule in life. You need to have a schedule.
Say more about that.
I just feel like you need a purpose, especially if you're retired.
Yes.
When you wake up, what am I going to do today? Well, here's my schedule. This is what I'm going to do on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yes,
this is what I'm
going to
do on Tuesday and Thursday.
That's right.
It's interesting because I'd wonder, though, for so many people who had a schedule and structure, what does that mean to break out of that, though? To feel a sense of retirement, to feel a departure from that. I get what you're saying, though, so that they have some kind of guiding point, but there may be some who just want to do something totally different to feel the break from what was expected of them for
the
so many years.
The daily grind every single day.
Oh, I have a response for that.
Okay.
So if you're coming out of the grind, and Pete, we talked about being busy and that energy, you usually need a rest period, and it might be a whole year of like chilling out, hanging at the beach, whatever resets you. And then after that, the schedule is required in order to have structure to let your creative energy flow. I've learned this. I'm a very creative person. We all have a lot of creativity in us, but it can't thrive unless we have a structure or a schedule, as you say.
Brilliant. I like it.
Downtime is something that we've talked about. I never have downtime. And you always say, take some quiet time for yourself or just reflect.
Yes.
I've never done that until this past year. And you tell me, you told me originally, just stop for a second and take three deep breaths.
That's it.
And how did that work for you?
I do it all the time. I'm
That's
in
right.
my car when I'm rushing somewhere or I have to get to an appointment or anything. Just stop for a second and take three deep breaths.
Yes.
And that will calm you right away.
That is meditation right there. Mm-hmm. That is like releasing the stress and the busy and taking a moment. Yes.
My meditation is working on my lawn, and I was talking to Joe about this last hour because he said, you know, people love working on their lawns
because it's
the type of meditation. I go, that's exactly right.
Yes.
Definitely so.
Yeah.
Because it brings me joy and downtime.
Well, it's so important. You use the word reset, and I meditate 20 minutes. I try twice a day. Didn't happen this morning, though. So, you know, it's one of those things where it does allow for your body and your physiology to reset. And it's important to have that.
Yes. Especially if you are living a life of busy. Like this gives you that moment to reflect.
Yeah, definitely so. Before news, we talked about... what were we talking about? We were talking about...
how you've come to this place, whether they were books.
Sadia, you had asked, are there teachers I would recommend, books I would recommend to help people awaken and open their consciousness?
Yes.
There's a blog on my website. It's the latest one, and it's called Six Spiritual Teachers to Open Your Purpose.
Nice.
So I'd reference that one. Those aren't obviously the only ones I would recommend, but that's a great place to start. And I link to their talks or interviews where you can learn more about them. And the real shortcut to this question, if you want to like kind of test different people out, I would say subscribe to Oprah's Super Soul podcast because really all she's featuring are spiritual teachers, either technically spiritual teachers or they're walking through life doing work that is like a spiritual teacher. And so you can hear her interviews or hear their talks at her events and you can see who resonates with you.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because actually she does Super Soul Sundays every Sunday and I get a real good boost from listening to what you said in terms of these teachers who have books out there and how they've impacted individuals in the world. After the news, though, I have a question for you.
All right, you
go. No, you go ahead. We already did the news. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hello. Where was I? So basically, you know, when we were talking about considering those individuals who want to have a positive impact on the world.
Yes.
I've been very much a philanthropist in my time and how I give to my nonprofit, Smarty Pants Are Leaders, and working on the west side of Chicago. We just rebuilt a 1,000-seat theater that had been unoccupied and not used for 45 years. We believe that that will empower an entire neighborhood. But my question is, how do I now really take care of me? Like, I feel like I'm always taking care of others, which I love it.
Yes.
But at this point in my life, I'm like, wait, you know, I need to have some retirement money. Something's going to happen here. So how do I effectively use what I mean, I've been successful at helping out and giving positive things back to the world.
Yes.
But I feel like I'm a bit depleted.
Yes. So I think there's two points here. One is like, personal replenishment of your energy. Mm-hmm. And the other, it sounds like you're saying, is actually being like financially rewarded so that you can do the things that you really want to do. Did I capture the two things you're probably looking for?
I think you absolutely did perfectly.
Okay, great. So so a point on each of those. In terms of the replenishment of yourself to continue giving, when you are really trying to be of service to the world, you have to remain full, right? You might have learned programming, again, the thinking, especially for women that we've been programmed with, is to overgive and over-caretake. Mm. And that is not a way to really truly be of service. You will actually be operating in like a fear energy that will have negative impacts on you and others because you'll start to get resentful and frustrated, right? So if you continue to fill yourself, whatever that is, listening to music, gardening, going to church, listening to these spiritual teachers that fill you up, spending time with friends, doing those things allows your energy to be such that you overflow and can give more.
That's amazing. I mean, you really just kind of hit me at the core with that because I think, you know, life is good. I have a great life, but wow, you really touched on something. Thank you.
Yeah,
isn't that true for everybody, though? You need to refuel and find those outlets.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And to touch on the second point of this, so to be financially rewarded, I would point you to my webinar number 3, which is called Uncover Your Genius. There's a lot of things that we do in our life just being ourselves. Like here you are giving away your time. You're doing this for free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's an opportunity to take what you do for free and turn it into something that generates money for you to be part of your career path. And that's what you want to do next, right? Not just give it away for free. You've been building up your chops and your skills to do whatever you've been doing,
right.
But there's a way to actually do that and somehow get financially rewarded directly or indirectly. So webinar number 3.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm checking out webinar number 3, you
Let's
guys.
Go to Tom and Roselle. Tom, you had a comment about retirement?
Well, yeah, I've been retired for 8 years, and I was a high school physical education instructor, but I also coached all 3 seasons for most of my career, probably about 95% of it. And then we had 4 children, and my wife didn't work. She stayed at home with the children. That is work. But so I had a life that was programmed to answering the bell, you know, minute by minute, having to be there. When I had a class of 45 sophomore boys, I couldn't be a minute late or, you know, mayhem would break loose. So I don't feel like I need a schedule, and I don't want a schedule. To me, it's just a total relief to be off of that type of a life. But I have plenty of things that I do and that I like to do, and I think that's important. And everybody talks about financial planning for retirement. Well, I think it's just as important that you know what you're going to do. You have goals to travel or take on new hobbies, learn new things.
Right.
You know, I do photography, bike riding for me, walking. I do a lot of traveling. The first thing I did was I bought a 1978 VW van, and I've traveled all over the country in it. So,
I love, Tom, that you bought a VW van, and you're taking it around the United States. Nice.
Yep. But to me, I'm one that doesn't need a schedule. My wife just retired, and she needs one.
All right. It's different for everybody, but at least you have goals, right, Gina?
Absolutely. And hey, Tom, you know, you're in this stage of wisdom in life. What is the advice you have for people who want to really love their careers?
Well, you know, the only advice I can say is if you're not enjoying it, look for something else.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
The time to find that job that you love is when you have a job. So if you you know, if you have the job, don't quit it without making the next step to knowing what's exactly what is going to make you happy.
We've always said that the best time to look for a job is when you have a
job. That's right. That's right. That's the only time you can look for what you truly love. Because if you're not making money, then you're afraid about money. So do you see what I said? That stage of wisdom when you're retired?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was so simple. Like,
so clear.
If you're not loving what you do, go figure out what that job would be.
Tom, thanks for the call. Okay, let's say you get to a point where you're ready to take the leap and you start that new job or new career, and it's just not happening fast enough. So we all get to that point where we freak out. Maybe I should go back to my old job. What should I do? So how long do they give it, or what's that gap time, or what advice would you give people?
Well, if it's not happening fast enough, I have a couple ideas of what may be going on. One might be the limited thinking that you have is getting in your way. So who's getting in your way is you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've struggled with this in my own life, in my own career, absolutely. Like, it's just the thinking that we're not even aware of. So I would first say, do a real check on what is your belief system around the direction you want to go. You might really think some person's in your way, that there's some circumstance of where you're at that, you know, you can't overcome. And so it really is this recalibrate your compass stage, which is stage two, which is webinar two, that I would recommend that you explore. The other thing is, again, like, having a really good plan could make the difference. So when I help people make a plan, not only do I have you identify the direction you want to go, but you must identify what is blocking you, what is going to stop you, and then create a strategy that will help remove the block. So if you don't have that strategy, you're going to just get stuck. So Pete, we've got to talk about your plan.
I take notes every time you come in, and then I get beat down right at the end.
Oh, no.
Pete, we need to talk about your plan. Man, you are the best. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it was such a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I learned so much. Thanks, Gina.
GinaMarotta.com. GinaMarotta.com. It's great to see you. All right, it's 720 WGN.